Road accidents are one of the leading causes of death and disability around the world. Nearly 1.2 million people are killed in crashes every year, and between 20 and 50 million are injured. So what can you do to protect yourself and those with you from harm?
You cannot control the road and the road conditions, but you can control your driving.
And what practical advice should you consider to mitigate the risks behind the wheel, especially if you're traveling for your organization?
Safety doesn't come from knowing. Safety comes from changing behavior.
International SOS, together with the Global Road Safety Partnership, has developed a new 10-minute road safety e-learning for mobile workers, designed to equip them with the knowledge and skills to navigate roads safely wherever they go. Hello and welcome to this Global Situation podcast from International SOS, the leading health and security risk services company. I'm Evie Armstrong, Product Manager for Learning Technologies, and joining me for this episode is our Security Director, Henning Snyman, our subject matter expert involved with creating this course. And we'll also hear from Dave Cliff, Chief Executive of the Global Road Safety Partnership. So whether you drive to and from or for your work, we hope this podcast and our new digital learning course will lead to better experience for road users. So let's start with you, Henning. I wonder if you could tell us how taking this short course could offer people a new perspective on road safety.
The main reason for the importance of this course is that even if you passed your driving test in your own home country, driving conditions and the way people drive are different in every country. Even seasonally, driving conditions are different, and it's really important to understand where you will be driving. Are you familiar with road conditions? Are you familiar with how people drive and the risks that you will be facing? Did you select the correct vehicle? Are you allowed, even within company policy, to self-drive when you travel, or do you rely on a vetted company that can provide you with an appropriate vehicle, a trained driver that speaks the local languages? So it's far more than just the ability to drive and having a driving license.
Thanks, Henning. Turning now to Dave Cliff from GRSP. How important is it for employers to get behind this?
The Global Road Safety Partnership has a long-standing relationship with International SOS. There's a duty of care on all employers, particularly when their workforce are travelling to overseas countries, to do everything they can to protect the safety of their workforce. This program will look at those behaviours that road users can change to make them safer.
So what sort of behaviour changes are we talking about?
One of the most critical things that people can do when they're behind the wheel of a vehicle is to slow down. Speed is always at the heart of crash risk. Excessive speed not only makes it more likely that someone will crash, it also makes impacts more severe, injuries more severe through basic physics. So slowing down, staying within speed limits or lower in many circumstances is one of the key behaviours that will keep people safe out there on the roads.
And Dave, I wanted to ask you, if some countries are considered safer than others for motorists and their passengers?
It's very important to understand that the levels of safety that exist out there around the world vary dramatically depending on where you're travelling. So, for example, in the best performing countries such as Sweden, the Netherlands, Switzerland or the UK, death rates of just 2 per 100,000 population are achieved. Conversely, unsafe places, for example, the United States, the death rate is over 700% higher at around 14 deaths per 100,000 population. So we need to understand the risks that exist on the roads in the particular place to which you'll be travelling.
Thanks for now, Dave. I wanted to bring back Henning and ask you if you could share about any experiences that we can learn from that may have happened to you when you've been travelling away for work.
I was once in Sao Paulo in Brazil, and I needed to travel to Santos, and the road to Santos is it's paved, it's not in bad condition, but my driver, basically adhering to the standards of driving in Brazil, and that means traveling at really high speeds. I don't speak Portuguese, and he could only speak Portuguese. And this is many, many years ago. I didn't do my preparation as I should have. And he was really driving reckless on these roads, and it's quite windy. And I had to basically put my hand on his shoulder and say to him, he's got to slow down. He didn't understand me. He thought it was more of an encouragement to go even faster. And I had to use almost sign language to say to him, slow down. So that was quite a scary experience. And it was because I didn't do my preparation well enough and maybe wrote down instructions in Portuguese or get someone to do it for me to let the driver know to slow down or that I'm not in a hurry. He can take his time. And it was really reckless driving that made me nervous.
Thanks for sharing that, Henning. Slightly hair-raising. So when it comes to preparation for traveling in a foreign country, what sort of things would you recommend?
The most important part is you as the driver, understanding the local conditions, the local laws, and then selecting the appropriate vehicle. If you're going to travel very remote during rainy season, you might need to select a four-wheel drive vehicle. Or if you're not familiar with the driving conditions, parts of the world drive on the left, some drive on the right. It's more about driver education, understanding the environment, understanding the local laws, and then also selecting the appropriate vehicle.
And Dave, regarding that point, what advice could you offer to people about making a good choice when it comes to choosing the right transport?
In many parts of the world, motor vehicle manufacturers will produce low safety standard vehicles for particular markets. So when you're thinking about hiring a car or hiring a vehicle transport service, the choice that you make is a critical one. Take all steps you can to find out about the safety rating of the vehicle that will be used, because that will be critical to ensuring your safety in the event of a crash.
And back to Henning, I've heard that in some countries, drivers often say that it's not a legal requirement for them to wear a safety belt. What would your advice be to a person in that situation?
Our recommendations is always to follow the law and follow your safety standards from your home country. So if you are required to wear a seatbelt in your own home country, then you should apply the same wherever you travel. And I think internationally it's accepted that safety belts is the appropriate way to do it. And then a lot of companies have policies in place as well that you've got to wear a safety belt when in a vehicle.
So when it comes to getting where you're going, many people nowadays rely on sat-navs on their mobile phones. But would you have any extra points to share about backup alternatives to planning a route?
It speaks to preparation, understanding where you're going, understanding the environment, understanding the route, speaking to locals, what is the safest route, and not only from a road safety point of view, but also from a security point of view, not to rely on navigation apps that will possibly point you in the shortest distance, which might not be the safest route. Sometimes the longer route is the safer one of the options. So it's always good to understand your options when it comes to navigation, and not only to rely on one source, and maybe have a paper map handy as well when you lose signal, and planning your route, doing a proper route assessment before you travel, especially in remote areas where you are not familiar with the routes and the security environment.
Thanks very much, Henning, and for all your support with the new road safety e-learning course. I think it'll make a real difference to everybody who's able to take it.
Yeah, I think the goal of the course is to make people aware of what can go wrong. At the end of the day, it's not about fear-mongering, but crashes are still one of the main causes of traumatic injuries globally. Some countries have a higher risk of road traffic accidents or crashes. And it's a cause that can save your life. And unfortunately, we are so used to getting behind the wheel of a car that we don't pay enough attention to it, because it's something that we do on a daily basis.
Okay, Dave Cliff and Henning Snyman, thanks for all your help and advice. As we end this podcast, don't forget to check out our new 10-minute road safety e-learning module. Subscribers can access that as part of their digital learning portfolio. Just log into your international SOS training hub and search for road safety. The digital course covers everything from practical advice to help you stay safe from harm on the roads, pre-trip planning, choosing between self-driving or arranging a transport provider, and knowing your responsibilities on what to do in a crash situation. Well, that's all for now, but just a reminder, you'll be able to access the latest information and updates from our website, That's internationalsos.com. And from there, you can find out about our global network of assistance centres available to clients 24/7. But until next time, thanks very much for listening, and goodbye.